Okay, let's get down to business. And I don't know. Listen, man, there's going to be, like, I got asked last night, who do you think they're going to trade for? One, I don't know that they're going to trade. Two, there are 53 men on 32 rosters. Help me with that math. 1,500 guys? 50 times 30?
About 1,800 something.
Okay, so we're at 1,800. Practice squads are 16. So you got another 16 times 32. Call it 2,000 players in or at least adjacent to the NFL. There's probably about 2,000 guys that have been on rosters this year.
1,696, and then you said 16.
16 times 32, right. I swear we could just rough
estimate. So it's 2,200.
Okay.
About 2,100.
Okay. And that is, so if there's about 21, 22, maybe add another 100 of guys that have tried out, been in and around, right? So that's 2,300 football players at or near or in the NFL. Of that number, if, what'd you say, 53 times 32 is about 1,700, right? So of that 1,700, of guys that people would trade for, is maybe 10, 15 deep per roster. So let's say there's roughly 350 players that would have some semblance of a trade market, right? You think that's too many?
That's too many. They're not even trading three per team.
I'm not saying that will be. I'm saying that people would call about.
Call about trading, yeah.
You think it's about 10 a roster? Maybe five on some rosters are
three,
bad.
3 to 5.
Okay. So say there's about 100 guys around the league that would even be trade temptable, right?
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm tempted to call about this.
Yeah.
Of that 100, maybe half of them are available. And of that half, maybe 20, maybe another half, 25 of them, contractually it would work, terms could be worked out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the odds of massive trades are fairly slim. If you and I are saying maybe there's 25 tradable players out of 2,200 in the league. Okay? So just try to, like, let the big numbers make sense in your head. Like, the odds of knowing who these people are going to be are incredibly small. But more and more, you see guys asking to negotiate. And the newest is the Tennessee Titans are allowing Jamal Adams to be released. He asked for his release. They're letting him go.
Adams was in Seattle?
Yeah. And the Jets prior to that.
He's been banged up a lot. What are they going to get for him?
So they're letting him go.
They're letting him go. Oh, they're like, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, he can sign any way he wants now.
Sure. Per Schefter, Titans are honoring the request of former Pro Bowl safety Jamal Adams for his release, per source. Adams is healthy and looking forward to his next opportunity. Adams' agents, Kevin Connor and Robert Brown of Universal Sports Management, confirmed his release. Whenever Schefter's saying the agent's name, where do you think they got that information?
From the agent.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, be more transparent. Jamal Adams, 6'1". 215. Today's actually his birthday. Happy birthday, Jamal Adams. He's 29 years old today. Three-time Pro Bowler. Made an All-Pro team once. Was the 6th overall pick out of LSU in 2017. I got about a zillion people tweeted me, yo, Jamal Adams is going to be available. Had three really good seasons from 18 to 20, where he made Pro Bowls, was the All-Pro in 2019 with the Jets, got traded to the Seahawks. When do you think the last time he played a full NFL season?
Before he went to Seattle?
I
don't think he ever played one in Seattle.
No.
He was hurt every year.
His first 2 years in the NFL, he played full 16-game seasons. Then he played 14, then he played 12, then he played 12. In the last 3 years, two in Seattle, one with the Titans, in 2022, he played one game. In 2023, he played 9 games. In 2024, he's played in 3 games.
He's already missed half of the games.
Yeah.
Guys that have that look like him and stays hurt,
Yeah, and I don't know. He has a reputation of being very outspoken. And that doesn't mean good or bad. I'm not applying like a pejorative to outspoken.
When you're outspoken, you got to be playing and you got to be very good. You can't be outspoken and not being on the field. Confirm?
I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
He's upset he wasn't playing much in Tennessee, right? And if they're willing to release you, to me, probably.
6 games into the season, and it's what, 7th, 8th year?
Yeah.
If they're doing that right now, your time in the league is slim. The remaining time left.
He didn't get signed, so he was a free agent. And he didn't get signed until the night before training camp.
Okay.
Now he's been released week 6. They say he's healthy. I think I continue to get this question about why Forbes and Davis aren't playing. Mm-hmm. And I think at some point, like, the results are the results. And if you don't want to understand what the coaching staff is telling you, that's up to you. If you're a Commanders fan and you're like, I just don't get it, man. This guy could play. What are they doing? Either you think everybody in the building's wrong or you're wrong.
The way I look at it is like this, and I'll say this and I'll tell fans caution. When guys are constantly being released, you caution having them on your team. If you saying they could play and the people that make those decisions are letting them go constantly, they must not be able to play up to the ability that they want them to play up to. Or they are another, they might be a pain somewhere. You know what I mean? It's just, I said it yesterday. We got to stop wanting everything that somebody else discards.
I think this
one.
We
are not the trash can. We don't need all the trash everybody else throw out.
I think this one in particular, that's a no for me, dog. Like that is not one.
I'm at a point now where. For years, yes, we would ask questions about who they were bringing in and who they should bring in. At this point, I no longer care because I know the people are going to bring in the right people. They're going to do the right things. Before, you didn't know what the hell they were going to do. You know, we bring in a guy and we offer him 80, and then nobody else offer him at all, and then we offer him 100. We bring him in and he sleeps on the damn field during the game. He lays down. I don't understand that type of stuff. I don't think that is going to be happening again. So I'm not sitting up here worrying myself over who comes in and who doesn't come in.
Well said. I don't think this one's happening. I don't think people should be too concerned about it. Just because you've heard of a dude doesn't mean he's still good.